Ah, humbug, this is Ebenezer Scrooge. You're on 989-7500. Formag presents Cinema Scoop. 24-hour film funline. And not a very merry Christmas to you.
Christmas turkey, you could stop it. Roast potatoes, sprats and all. Father Christmas, he got stoned and lost control.
Hey, Santa!
What?
Leave the booze alone.
Drunk so much that he drove his sleigh through the wall.
I love it.
Dave.
You know, it figures the only time I'd hear The Wall on your show would be if it's some kind of spoof.
But Dave, you know I don't go for that heavy punk rock stuff.
It's not punk rock.
It sure is.
Listen, this is a Christmas party. You're supposed to have wild music.
This isn't a Christmas party. This is Cinema Scoop. You know what it is for?
Which weeks are we talking about?
We're talking one week, Dave. We're talking a very weak tape of that.
I'll tell you.
It's December 21st right now.
Good try.
You almost got an F in there. 21st, and we're running until the 27th of 1986, Dave. Isn't that great?
It's going to seem like a long time to anybody anyway.
Thank you.
Listen, you know, we got the whole group here, you
Dave.
And I.
Yes,
and you
sir.
Know, it's too bad we can't have Susan here, but as rumor has it, I hear she has holly berries growing on her face.
That's right, chicken pox.
What a thing. And how old is she?
I don't know, but she's old, Dave.
What?
But let me tell you
when
something.
When I was a little deal, I had chicken pox,
the
and it was a misery thing.
The thing that freaks me out is that she's the rumor going around is that she's even uglier than I am right now.
That's impossible. Come on.
Anyway.
Well, I had chicken pox once, and I was pretty ugly, but still.
Check this out.
Uglier than you.
I'm only a poor little fairy. Stuck on the top of the tree.
Which reminds me, we have some calls from Jim Clothesline and stuff on the line.
Oh,
well,
we can't wait to hear from you.
I love it. Sure, we call all the phone people in the world and ask them a special question. Paul, what
that's
was that
right. We're going to talk to you people later. We're going to take some calls, and we're also going to call some of our phone friends and find out what the meaning of Christmas is to you.
That's the special question.
Right, Dave?
The meaning of Christmas to you.
And now, the meaning of this tape is beyond me. So let's get into it right now.
Go.
The comments were left very neat, very clear, with hopes that they soon would be done in our ear. With music and sound effects, high guy and all, they waited by telephones ready to call. Then all through the darkness, the listeners they dialed, with hopes that their calls would soon reach William Wilde. Then all of a sudden there arose such a clatter, I jumped from my chair to see what was the matter. And there on the phone, no surprise to my ear, but all of that nonsense I wanted to hear. There's Mark N.H. Jr. and D.U.G. Doug, and Karen's discovered another new drug. And Richie is there, what's he up to this time? I'll bet by next Christmas he's copied this rhyme. Did I hear this country sucks? Who could that be? Oh yes, should have known it was Bob 213. On Alex, on Casey, on J818, on Susie Q Steele, man, this nonsense is great. Then just when I thought it was getting too neat, came the close of the show, and this take will repeat. 30 minutes already, said myself with a groan, but it seems like I only just picked up the phone. Then I heard Bill exclaim before the tape reached the end, until that time, Eustace, Merry Christmas, my friend.
The number you have reached is area code 818-989-7500. Please make a note of it.
Well, Merry Christmas. This is Mickey's pal from Norwood. And I'd like to leave some reviews and some information. First of all, I'd like to leave a review on Lady and the Tramp, Walt Disney's Lady and the Tramp. One of the best animated movies ever to come along. Of course it's from Walt Disney. Of course it would be one of the best. But it's one of Walt Disney's best. Another review I'd like to leave is on an attraction at Walt Disney's Disneyland, which is coming out the weekend of January 9th, I believe. It's called Star Tours. It's by George Lucas. And believe me, if you want to get your mind blown away, this is the ride to blow it away on. It's one of the best rides I have ever been on in my life. I couldn't believe it when I was on it. I went to sort of a sneak preview they had last week, and it is one of the best rides I've ever been on in my life. It is unbelievable. You will not believe it. I don't want to tell you anything about it. I don't want to blow it for you because it's that good. All I can say is this is definitely worth the wait. Believe me. Some of you may have thought, well, Captain Neo really wasn't worth the 6-hour wait that I had to wait. Well, this would be worth waiting for 6 hours. Believe me. This is worth the wait in line. Go to the spectacular 60-hour party that they're going to have for the opening of Star Tours. Enjoy it. Have a good time. This is one of the best rides you'll ever, ever be on. Believe me. And another thing I like to say is that a film that I worked on called The Kindred will be coming out January 9th. Also, the coincidence, I didn't plan it that way, but The Kindred, okay, is coming out January 9th, and I worked on it. I did the special effects on it. I didn't do all the special effects on it. I did a few of the special effects that helped out with the crew. My name is on the screen, which I'm pretty excited about. I made one of the creatures in the film I made, so I'm proud of that. And I would be proud if you would go to see it. I don't want to be biased or anything, but it's a pretty interesting film, and I'm sure there'll be a few jumps and scares in it enough to shake you up. And it's a good old-fashioned horror film. It's a good old-fashioned monster movie, and I think people will enjoy it. I really do. So go see The Kindred opening January 9th. It's coming to a theater near you. This is Mickey's pal from Norwood. Everybody have a great life. Bye-bye.
I knew you could do it. I knew it. Again. Oh, R2, that's wonderful. Now get your circuits together. Are you ready? Take a solo.
This holiday season, give your family the Disney Channel, the gift that keeps on giving every day all year long. Share the magic and warmth of Disney and enjoy an entertainment experience perfect for the whole family, young and old alike. 24 hours a day, every day, the Disney Channel brings your family the finest entertainment anywhere on television, and it's all commercial free. This season, give the perfect holiday gift filled with the laughter, fun, and adventure of all new and original Disney Channel movies, specials, series, and quality children's programs, plus exclusive Disney motion pictures and timeless animation. For the finest family entertainment, for television you can trust, nothing beats the Disney Channel. This holiday, give the gift that keeps on giving. Make your family a Disney Channel family. Subscribe today.
Call your local cable company and ask about the Disney Channel, available in most areas.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a tape in an answering machine. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two telephone lines and a tape in an answering machine. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three microphones, two telephone lines, and a tape in an answering machine. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 days of input, three microphones, two telephone lines, and a tape in an answering machine. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 silly sounds. Days of input, three microphones, two telephone lines, and a tape in an answering machine. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 funny drop-ins, 5 silly sounds. 4 days of input, three microphones, two telephone lines, and a tape in an answering machine. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 days of output, 6 funny drop-ins, 5 silly sounds. 4 days of input, three microphones, two telephone lines, and a tape in an answering machine. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 stolen ideas, 7 days of output, 6 funny drop-ins, 5 silly sounds. 4 days of input, three microphones, two telephone lines, and a tape in an answering machine. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 9 FX albums, 8 stolen ideas, 7 days of output, 6 funny drop-ins, 5 silly sounds. 4 days of input, 3 microphones, 2 telephone lines, and a tape in an answering machine. On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 times the callers, 9 FX albums, 8 stolen ideas, 7 days of output, 6 funny drop-ins, 5 silly sounds. 4 days of input, three microphones, two telephone lines, and a tape in an answering machine. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 annoying beep tones, 10 times the callers, 9 FX albums, 8 stolen ideas, 7 days of output, 6 funny drop-ins, 5 silly sounds. 4 days of input, three microphones, two telephone lines, and a tape in an answering machine. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 months of phone bills, 11 annoying beep tones, 10 times the callers, 9 FX albums, 8 stolen ideas, 7 days of output, 6 funny drop-ins, 5 silly sounds. Days of input, three microphones, two telephone lines, and a tape in an answering machine. Callers
in Paul Mack. This is the Music Man calling, making my first call to Cinema Scoop. Paul Mack, it's very good to hear you're back up again. I was a longtime caller of your 761-3300 number, but seeing as how I go to school in New York, it's sort of hard to keep up here. I just had to call and leave a comment on your new line. It's great to hear you're back up. I'd like to talk about Star Trek IV. I'm sure you've got plenty of reviews from that already, but if you haven't seen the movie, it is a must-see movie. It has brought the Star Trek series to a level it has never been brought before, and it really highlights the characterization of all the different characters. One thing that I'd like to play for you, if possible, I obtained the soundtrack to Star Trek IV, and you might be interested in this, Paul, is that the sound effects are not always from Where No Man Has Gone Before. If you have anybody out there has a color computer from Radio Shack, you'll notice that the sound effect after both time travel sequences are nothing more than a Radio Shack color computer, which is that right here.
Breaking thrusters fire.
They did, Admiral.
And for the background noise, all that was used was a Radio Shack color computer. Anyway, this was a very good movie. I got to see it actually about a week before it was released at a screening for Paramount employees, which I am not one, but was able to see the screening. And it was interesting to see, whereas different movies appeal to different age groups, at the screening there were the under 30 crowd that was yelling and came in with Vulcan ears and t-shirts, Star Trek t-shirts, but over 30 crowd was also just as excited with three-piece suits, ties, and shirts. And they were yelling just as much as the under 30 crowd. This is a movie that appeals to all ages. There's not a lot of violence in the movie. There's no evil criminals. There's not a lot of fight scenes. It's a lot of characterization on the characters, and I would recommend it heartily. If you haven't seen it already, I've seen it four times, and it's worth seeing it again if you've already seen it. Anyway, good to hear you back up, Mr. Mac, and this is the Music Man. Saying, I hope you keep up the phone lines for a long time to come. Before I hang up, I was just wondering, you know, I've been out of the phone world for quite a while. Whatever happened to William Wilde? I know he's down, and maybe he can just make a comment what he's doing, if he ever plans to come up into the phone world again or not. I'd just be interested in knowing if he has any plans. And thank you very much. Go see Star Trek. This is the Music Man. Goodbye.
Well, Music Man, it's good to hear from you and answering your question about Mr. William Wilde. He's a little involved with his time right now, but he will certainly be back into the swing of things soon, I can assure you. Hopefully, and when and if he does decide to come back into the telephone world, I have certainly generously offered him to come back and be once again part of the staff here at Paul Mac Presents, making recordings every other week. And switch off with the CinemaScoop line. And William Wilde is welcome to come back to his home away from home right here at Paul Mac Presents. And we certainly miss William, but he's just tied up with the projects and various things right now. But like I say, if he ever decides to come back into the telephone world, we will certainly notify you. And this week on our Mac Memories, as well as the thing you just heard a while back, a few minutes ago, that song, The 12 Days of Christmas, was done by William Wilde. And we will be having some other stuff with William in the future. So be listening for that. And William left the line here in 1986, February, to do those various projects. But he will be back, and we'll let you know about that. Once again, thanks for calling, Music Man, and now on with another comment.
Hello, this is CTH, your film critic for the holiday season. As you're probably already aware of, the most enjoyable film fair to see this season is Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home. Star Trek IV has the best storyline since Back to the Future. The most appealing side of the film is its heavy-handed humor. Well acted and well done. While the crew, again played by Bill Shatner, Leonard Nimoy, DeForest Kelly, and the others, sometimes fall into familiar situations, an exciting time can be had by all. Once again, the masterful industrial light and magic supply the believable visual effects. And the actors? They know their roles so well by now, you never doubt them for a second. Star Trek IV is the perfect crowd pleaser and should easily become this holiday's number one box office hit. Can Star Trek 5 be far behind? This has been CTH, your holiday film critic, reporting. Beam me up, Scotty.
Transporter room, come in, urgent. Red line on the transporter, Mr. Scott.
Do you read me, Starfleet? Override us. Pull them back.
Oh, no. They're forming.
Oh, my God. Starfleet. Do you have them?
Enterprise. What we got back didn't live long, fortunately.
Why aren't the Enterprise transporters operating, Mr. Scott?
Oh, we problems, sir. Just temporary.
Cinema Scoop, Paul, Dave Scoop, Susan Cinema, all you guys and all you Cinema Scoopers, this is Mr. Fun. Real excited here. First of all, I want to say Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and to our Canadian and English friends, Happy Boxing Day, okay? I got that out over with, Paul. Now, let me go on with my movie review. I promised Paul I'd call up and I'd do my review of Crocodile Dundee. I don't know why Crocodile Dundee, but I decided to call up to review a movie that I liked instead of one I didn't like, so we'll leave the Dundee one at that. I just got back from the premiere of Little Shop of Horrors. This is kind of funny because the very first comment I ever left on a Paul Mac line was when I just got back from seeing the musical Little Shop of Horrors at the Westwood Theater, Playhouse, whatever the hell it was. That was years and years ago. It was a play on stage. It was funny. They took it, they turned it into a movie, and this is the movie of the year. Forget Star Trek IV. Great film, I'm sure it is. Haven't seen it yet. The Fly, Aliens, I've seen those, loved them. But see Little Shop of Horrors. Open Friday the 19th. By the time you hear this, it's open. Let's go see it. This has got to be one of the most funny, incredible movies I've seen in a long time. It is a musical. If you don't like musicals, don't see it. Well, I take that back. If you don't like musicals, see it anyway, because it's worth it. This movie is directed by Frank Oz of Muppets fame, produced by David Geffen. I believe he produced Risky Business. This is some funny stuff. Audrey 2, the plant in this movie, who lives on human blood, thrives on human blood, is a gigantic Muppet in Frank Oz's greatest development ever. And I know I'm going to be jumped on by all you Star Wars fans and all that, but this plant, Audrey 2, makes Yoda and Kermit riding his bicycle look like blowbugs. What can I say? This thing is fantastic. I can't say enough about this movie. For all you Steve Martin fans, okay, Tim Curry was originally scheduled to play the dentist in this film, and Steve Martin is playing it. Forget All of Me, Forget the Jerk, Forget Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, Forget the Man with Two Brains or whatever the hell that thing. This is Steve Martin's funniest performance. He's in it for a short time. This is the best Steve Martin I've ever seen. He's incredibly funny. And I can't say enough about this film. The movie stars Rick Moranis. I never liked Rick Moranis until I saw this movie. Ellen Green, Vincent Gardenia, and there's guest appearances by James Belushi, John Candy, Christopher Guest, and Bill Murray, who plays the part that Jack Nicholson originally played in the 1961 Roger Corman version. So for you youngsters out there, teenagers and what have you, that never seen the 1961 version, and for those of you who have seen it, I don't care who you are, go see this movie, A Little Shop of Horrors. I want this movie to make a lot of money. It's worth it. Put your $6 on this. Forget Crocodile Dundee. See Little Shop of Horrors. Funny, funny stuff. Very well done. Set decoration is great. The music, the lyrics are all fantastic. This has been Mr. Fun on Cinema School. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, folks. Goodbye.
Hi, it's Loman and Barkley with our Merry Christmas greeting to you all from Radioland.
Yes, it is the beloved Christmas season, and this year I sincerely hope that I get a lot of nice gifts.
Oh, I don't think that's quite the attitude that we want to bring to this.
That's my attitude.
You know, it's more blessed to give than to receive.
Yeah, aren't you a little anxious to open up and tear that
paper
away?
Well, I suppose.
You're not really too interested when I'm tearing mine open,
no,
I notice.
No, that's right. No, you're right.
Okay.
Yeah, I sure look forward to getting a lot of nice things.
So we hope that you people listening will send us some nice things. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We were just reminiscing about Christmas in the old days when
getting ready for the holidays meant hectic days of cleaning house and preparing extra food.
And as I started to say,
when Christmas Day arrived, I was too exhausted to enjoy it.
But today our new...
Yes, today our new all-electric home gives us lots more time to enjoy ourselves.
In fact, it's a...
And would you believe it? I'm cooking dinner. Or rather, my electric range is... I just set the time and temperature controls and relax. It even has a self-cleaning oven. And we were able to pick our appliance colors from so many beautiful combinations.
All of the appliances are improved today. Take a refrigerator. Why, I remember when...
When the man of the house had to work twice as many hours to earn one as he does now. And today we have a better product.
You took the words right out of my mouth, dear.
And I'm thrilled with my new dishwasher. And doing a big family wash is simply a breeze now. Oh, how I used to dread doing that job.
Now Mother has time for...
For activities like my garden club, the literary society, the ladies' bowling league, and...
Quiet while Mother's interrupting.
Hi, folks. This is Joe Besser, one of the Three Stooges. I want to send you the very best holiday that you've ever had. With peace and love for everybody. We make people laugh, and I want you to laugh and have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year and a healthy one, and all my love to everybody.
So anyway, Dave, I was saying, what's that?
I don't know.
Do you want to get it?
Yeah, we can ask them what they think about Christmas.
All right, hold on a minute. Go for it, buddy. I'm on the leader.
Hello, this is Cinema Scoop.
Oh my God. Gee, what's happening out there? Cinema Scoop.
And who do we have on the line tonight?
My name is Mr. Patron, and I pay $5 to go see movies.
Is that right? Listen, what movies have you seen lately?
I saw Little Shop of Horrors, and it was really, really good.
And did you enjoy it?
Yes, I enjoyed it thoroughly.
What is this, a paid announcement? Who is this, really? Jimmy! Hey! I just tried to call you out there in Orange County.
This Jim, buddy.
Beeper.
Yeah.
So listen, buddy.
Huh?
The basic question is, what is Christmas to you?
Christmas to me is 6 weeks of paying off credit cards after it's over.
You bum. And there, you should be Santa and scare all the kids.
Ho, ho, ho.
No, we gotta
come
get
here,
Jim
little
closer.
Boy. Well, I got a candy cane for you.
Classic.
That's something I don't want to see under my tree, Jim. Listen.
So how are you guys doing?
Well, we're Dave Scoopin' and Paul Mackin here. What do you think?
Good night, Jimmy.
Good night,
see you later.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What do you think about that man? Is he a classic or what?
Tell you. I can't believe that laugh. That's the most unique, original, and fantastic laugh I've ever heard.
Yeah, what, Dave? Let's call somebody else. Do you have any other suggestions here who we can call? I got it. Let's call the crepity old guy himself. Your favorite person and mine, Dick Creeps. How about that? You want to do one on him? Okay, plug me in there, buddy, and let's give him a call here. All right. Here we go.
Let's call this man up. All right.
This man's cool. I want to warn you.
Okay.
All right.
Merry Christmas. Have a Christmas with glee.
Here's a little toy.
Yeah.
Love it. Yo, blood. What the hell's going on with you? And it's Christmas, so basically...
What?
What, did he wake you up?
Nah.
Nah?
Nah.
Sounds darned interesting on your side.
Dennis, buddy! We want to know what's up for Christmas this year with you and the kids. This is on Cinema Scoop.
Listen, buddy, what's Christmas to you anyway?
I don't know, chestnuts roasting over an open fire. Rhyming with a streetcar named Design.
Well, listen, love it. Well, listen, you're going to have a creepy Christmas, right?
More than one.
Well, what is a creepy Christmas?
Well,
what are the main ingredients for a creepy Christmas?
Well, beginning with my child has bronchitis, my wife has something wrong with her lung, and I fell down Friday at work, stringing up Christmas lights in my studio, and nearly broke my leg.
Ooh.
That's a Christmas to me.
Oh, damn. Boy.
More darn fun.
A little slow at the DBS this year, huh?
And hospital bills.
Oh, boy.
Boy, I'll tell you, so you're taking it out on the tree, right?
Mm. Well, have a creepy Christmas and a crappy New Year.
Thankful.
Mackie New Year.
And a Mackie New Year. Thanks, Dennis.
Thankful.
Goodbye.
Merry deals.
Oh, they always bug me here. Let's find out who this is. Hello?
Is this Santa Claus?
Is this Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Love it.
Who is this?
My name's Joey.
Joey?
Uh-huh.
Joey, what do you want for Christmas, Joe?
I want a Christmas tree with lots of pretty lights.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you come over here and sit on my lap and tell me all about it, Joe? We'll talk about the first thing that pops up. That's it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Hey, well, Joey?
Huh?
You tell your little mommy she's a sweetie.
Okay, hold on. Mommy, who's going to have me? She says she knows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want for Christmas, Joey?
Mom says I can get something.
Okay.
I want a puppy.
A puppy?
Yeah.
What, tell her?
No problem.
Male or sex? Okay.
Love it.
Well, thank you,
this
little...
one of your playmates?
Well, thank you, Joey. Yeah, it's a friend of mine. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you, Joey.
Okay.
And you have a merry, happy new one.
Yeah. And you too, Santa.
Okay.
yet.
Bye, little Joey. Goodbye.
Well, that's about going to do it this week for another week tape, a week film-listed fun taping of things. But seriously, folks, Dave and I had a lot of fun speaking to the callers out there all about Christmas. There were a lot more we couldn't get to, however, and we'll get to those next week. But I'd like to remind you all to leave your New Year's film review this Sunday right here at 989-7500. That's going to conclude this week's Cinema Scoop Output recording. We'd like to thank you for calling and hope that you all have a very safe and Merry Christmas.